My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
How about withdrawal?
We'll think of that.
All right. All right. Every time you go to buy a beer, every time you got to go to the...
I just had a terrible thought.
You got to go to the vendor?
You got to go to the bathroom. I got to get a withdrawal slip.
Oh, there you go. All right. I'll buy that one. That's good. The 500 level will now be 501.
All consumptions are known as deposits.
Yeah. Well, if...
Exactly. It'll play off of what you're saying. But
when you walk in, you'll be greeted by Wyatt Teller.
The whole Teller family needs to get employed.
Yes, they're
there.
All going to be worried.
We're going to need more than one Teller.
That's true. We need a lot of Tellers. Although everything's online now. So, everything in the 500 level will end with the letter C, like 503C.
Why C?
Isn't that savings deposit for your health college advantage plan?
I don't know. Oh, I see.
Or no, 503C is...
I see what you're doing.
Is...
I see what you're doing.
Nonprofit.
All right. Well, regardless.
At 400 levels, all in
the
UK.
And by the way...
Oh, you want to feed a family of four? Talk to this person for a home equity loan. You can go right off of that.
Oh, home equity. Thank you to our buddy Sam Amico.
Why?
Mr. Basketball. Mm-hmm. Text Dan, he didn't, you know, text his old buddy Jeff, who he's known since he was...
No, it was up there on the X. He was on the X.
Eight. Huntington Bank Stadium is the home of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. So it had to be Huntington Bank Field.
Right, and it couldn't be, Huntington Park, because that's what it is in Columbus already. That's where the Clippers play.
Well, and a football field is not really a park, is it? Candlestick Park. They played football in.
Is there another park? I'm just trying to think.
I don't think so.
Oh, people on our X mentions are wondering if we got to bring back the money phone.
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear.
Too much money in my hands.
Okay.
There's got to be some other bank.
So there you go. Huntington Bank Field, the new home of your Cleveland Browns.
I don't think people
the
hate it.
The new name for the old home of the Cleveland Browns.
People don't hate it.
Hey, Andy, why would you hate it? It's the company that's giving the Haslams money so they can help run the football team. Haslams have not ever balked at writing a check, and this will help.
Will you now get a free toaster when you buy season tickets?
True. All I know is I want to be a member of the Christmas Club.
Do these things even exist anymore?
I don't know. I hope so.
They just give cash now if you open a new account, right? Used to be back in the day, you got things like appliances.
They give you smart speakers and that stuff now, or headphones. Yeah, you'll see those every so often. Those promos.
I'm going to the wrong bank. So.
If the team stinks, they'll give you a credit card so you can pay down the road. We got wins coming down the road here. Just pay up and...
There's a Deshaun joke here somewhere with cash. Getting paid early.
All right,
like early payday. Now, Huntington can change the name of the thing. Call them. They can call their early payday stuff.
If it's a holiday, do you have to play on a Thursday then? Since you're closed on
I'm
Friday.
I'm actually going to walk myself out of this conversation before I get in huge trouble.
Yeah, so I was going to say.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Cowboys coming to town. They're coming to the field. Coming to the vault. Jerry Jones is going to be sitting in a safety deposit box.
If the statute of limitation on calling the Guardians the Indians is still in effect, like it doesn't matter if you call the Guardians the Indians still, which a lot of people still do by mistake, I think they'll be like Guardians Indians, Indians Guardians, right? How long will it take before you have to formally make sure you say Huntington Bank Field?
How often did you actually say Cleveland Browns Stadium?
I did all the time. Well, in the pregame show, I did.
You would say it in the pregame show Cleveland because Brown you were Stadium. Sitting there.
Where's the game at? Cleveland Browns Stadium. Okay.
I say it at halftime.
It's going to be awkward this weekend when we have to continue to say
it. Better not be. You better have it written down in big numbers, big letters.
That's what the Poobah does, baby. The Poobah makes sure you get it right. Huntington Bank Field.
I'm more concerned about locking up the quarterback this week. In other words, keeping Micah Parsons away from him. And Mike is going to be looking at a left tackle and thinking, oh, fresh meat. Here's a guy who hasn't played left tackle in 10 years.
There's no way.
He's lining up at left tackle.
Well, good. I hope Jack throws him. I hope he pancakes him 5 or 6 times.
Kevin Stefanski maybe telling us yesterday that he's going to have a new left tackle. Here's his update on Jedrick Wills. Okay, the words there, I wouldn't call it a setback. Boom, he's not playing week one. If those words even come out of the coach's mouth, Jed's not playing week one, right? So we can assume that that's what's going to happen.
I don't know. I think that you start to regret, though, once you get to week 3 or 4. How many permanents can you have in that IR? Do you remember? Is it 2? I think it's...
Who are there for the year or guys you can bring back?
Are all IRs 4 games at a time?
No, some can be out for the year.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember. But like if... Jed's got to miss more than 2 games, and you kind of have to wonder.
Yeah, well, that's probably valid. The move then would be move Jack Conklin over to left tackle. He's been lining up next to your guy, Bank Wyatt Teller, for a number of years now. Wyatt Teller on what Conklin moving to left tackle would do and mean. If he was playing right guard, yeah, that means Wyatt wouldn't be playing.
That's true.
So... why it's good with that.
And Tellers can't make mistakes at the stadium. Right?
Well, if they do, you'll get a...
They get audited at the end of the day.
You'll have your deposit slip. You'll know.
Yeah, should post-game show be called the audit now? Just making sure. Look, I'm just trying to work this thing for all it's worth.
Boy, could you use Bill Callahan right now, right?
Not necessarily.
Exactly the point, Andy.
Not necessarily.
Exactly the point. You have an offensive line coach. His name is Andy Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in more of a visual coming up this weekend because he's going to have to replace his left tackle with a guy who's played right tackle for about a decade. Here's Stefanski on his new offensive line coach, Andy Dickerson. Andy Dickerson does not have an easy job. And I say that more than anything, Andy, because of how much praise Bill Callahan received from the organization, the players, everybody else in his role as offensive line coach of this team. And nobody's fault. His kid got hired in Tennessee. He went to work with his kid. Fabulous. I think that's outstanding. But it does put Andy Dickerson in an interesting position because the guy he replaced was so well-respected. And here's Teller on Dickerson against Callahan. Just the two different kind of coaches. And there's no choice. I mean, you have to. That's where you are with this. And I hope that the line continues to play at a high level. You know, Joel Bitonio was really good before Bill Callahan came along.
Right.
And Wyatt Teller, same type of thing. Jack Conklin was really good. Now, Bill Callahan did a great job of orchestrating everything, and they always seemed to find a way when there were trouble spots, Andy, a guy out with an injury, to fill in and make it work. Last year, DeJuan Jones was that guy who stepped in when Jack Conklin went down and became really good, and working with Bill Callahan for a year certainly helped DeJuan Jones. But Wyatt just said, Jack had lined up next to him for, 4 or 5 years. Well, this might be year number 2. Where he has DeJuan Jones lining up next to him. Here is Wyatt on the second-year player from Ohio State. Which is good because he's the teller. So DeJuan Jones can write his own checks.
Oh, all right.
Okay, we got to stop.
We got to be done.
Yeah.
We have killed this
Wyatt
joke.
Wyatt did it, and he did it a day early. Maybe they got a tip.
We have buried this joke. We have brought it back to life and then buried it a second time somehow in a half an hour.
It's kind of like a bounce check that's gone through twice. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, God, just stop.
You asked for it. I mean.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You did. All right, no more fees. Let's go.
No.
Let's go.
Just stop. Make it stop.
Can I please get more than 0.003% interest on my savings account?
Sure.
Oh, just
okay.
You can take that to the bank. Let's go.
Nate's in West Salem. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, good morning still. Okay, so your phone receiver there wasn't too impressed with this joke, but after
that's okay.
I
we're not too impressed with him, so it's pretty equal.
Good. So after I pay my high prices for parking, the tickets, and the food, do I get to call?
Do you get to call what?
You just blanked.
Bank robbery.
Oh. Might have worked if your phone hadn't died.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right. It's not your fault. Right
there. No matter
there.
What, we didn't see anything in the preseason.
Yeah, we lost. We're losing. Nate, we're in bad shape. Thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
Phone's dying.
You'll get a much
nicer, we appreciate you.
Nicer reception when you walk into the bank. No, there will be somebody there to greet you. No?
Yeah, uncle.
Uncle who?
Uncle, time to turn the page on the joke.
Yeah, uncle. I thought uncle was going to greet you.
Uncle Sam.
Andy was all agitated this morning. All agitated this morning.
Not really, but a little bit.
Yeah. Slightly agitated this morning.
Yeah, that's more.
We'll tell you why next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. See ya.